Now, the trouble is, if we try to be silent in prayer, if we just stand or sit saying nothing, we become victims of distracting thoughts. We cannot turn off the inner television set by a simple act of will. The thoughts keep coming, not necessarily bad thoughts, but irrelevant thoughts that have nothing to do with our prayer. As Bishop Theophan the Recluse said, Russian master of the 19th century, our distracting thoughts are like buzzing flies on a summer evening. Ramakrishna said they are like monkeys jumping capriciously from branch to branch. Now, what do we do about this endless flow of thoughts, pictures through our mind when we try to be silent, just to stand before God? Well, we can't stop the flow of thoughts just by saying to ourselves, stop thinking. We might as well say to ourselves, stop breathing. It can't be done by a simple effort of will. But what we can do is give to our ever-active mind a very simple task, the repeated invocation of the Holy Name. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. So the Jesus Prayer is a prayer in words. But because the words are simple, frequently repeated, it is a prayer that leads through words into silence. We speak, but at the same time, we listen. Now, some of you may feel certain objections to this way of praying, the frequent repetition of a short formula of invocation. Did not our Lord in the Sermon on the Mount warn us against vain repetition? To that I answer, the Jesus Prayer is indeed a repetition. But if the Jesus Prayer is said with deep faith, with ardent love for the Savior, then it is not a vain repetition, but a repetition full of meaning. Sometimes people make a rather different objection. What about our social responsibility? What about our concern for the suffering of the world? Are we not turning our backs on this when we pray in solitude with our eyes closed, saying repeatedly, have mercy on me? Is this not selfish, inward-looking, world-denying? My answer is to think of two quotations. The first is from the great Russian saint of the 19th century, Seraphim of Sarov. He says, acquire inner peace, and thousands around you will find salvation. And then I think also of some words by the one-time Secretary General of the United Nations, Dag Hammarskjöld, in his remarkable book Markings. There he writes, understand through the stillness, act out of the stillness, conquer in the stillness. Acquire inner peace, and thousands around you will find salvation. The aim of the Jesus Prayer is exactly to acquire inner peace. But this is not selfish, for it makes us, by God's grace and mercy, an instrument of peace to others. Because we have prayed alone, in our Lord's words, with the door shut in secret, it may be for no more than 10 or 15 minutes each day. Then, throughout all the other minutes and hours of the day, we shall be available to others, open to their concerns, loving, Christ-like, in a way that would otherwise be impossible. Understand through the stillness. Act out of the stillness. That exactly describes the aim of the Jesus Prayer. It helps us to understand in the stillness so that we can then act out of the stillness. Saint Ignatius of Antioch uses the memorable phrase, Jesus Christ, the word that came out of stillness. Because Christ's words came out of stillness, they were words of fire and healing. Because Christ's actions came out of stillness, they were acts of power and transfiguration. All too often, our words and actions are superficial and ineffective, because they do not come out of stillness. But if only they had their source in prayer, in living inner prayer, such as the Jesus Prayer, they would bear fruit in ways far beyond anything that we imagine possible. Act out of the stillness. The Jesus Prayer is a contemplative prayer, but it's a prayer that enables us to combine contemplation and action, a prayer that makes our contemplation active and our action contemplative. Thank you.